路第一章。
In the morning, we talked about 1 Timothy chapter 1.
那第一节所谈的就是保罗啊，他凭着职务的吩咐啊，来当使徒。
And the first verse talks about how Paul, according to the commission of Lord Jesus, became an apostle.
啊，当时因为当使徒啊，他会很惧怕。
At first, to be a
会，
他会。
To be an apostle, he actually was quite afraid.
啊，所以他要神呢。来加添他的力量。
So he asked God to give him strength.
所以第一章的十二节啊，就说啊，神加添他的力量。
So in verse 12 of chapter 1, it talks about how Christ Jesus gave him strength.
那他有力量以后呢，哎，他就有力量啊，来服侍神。
And once he received the strength, then he had the strength to serve the Lord.
那他也觉得神给他这个使命呢，是很有荣誉的。
And he felt that this mission that God gave him is very fulfilling.
那为什么他认为是很有荣誉的呢？
I'm sorry. He felt it was an honor to receive this mission. And why did he think so?
啊，因为神与他是有忠心的。
Because God saw him as faithful.
啊，所以我们也要效法保罗啊，忠心。
So we must be like Paul and be faithful.
那一个人呢？看我们有忠心的话，我们会觉得自己很被尊重。
Because if someone views us as faithful, we'll feel that we're very worthy in their eyes.
那做起事来呢，就非常的有朝气。
And as we once we feel that when we do the work, we'll have a sense of mission.
所以我们要对道理啊，要忠心。
So we must be faithful to the teachings of the Bible.
我们要对神所交托我们的事情啊，忠心。
We must be faithful to the things God has commissioned us.
我们要对神啊，本身啊，主耶稣本身啊，忠心。
And we also must be faithful to God, to Lord Jesus.
我们知道保罗啊，他也是啊，神看他忠心的。
We know that God saw Paul as faithful.
所以保罗他本身呢，就不随便批评别人，连他自己本身呢，他也不批评自己。
So Paul himself never really criticized other people and He doesn't really criticize himself either. Because no one really has the right to criticize others, and no one really has the right to criticize himself or herself either. Because sometimes when I think, I feel that I'm very limited in my abilities.
但是呢,
But even so,
神啊，要我们做的话，哎，我们就要坚强起来。
If God wants us to do His work, we must strengthen up.
因为神就是以我们有忠心呢。
Because it means that God sees us as faithful.
啊，神按照我们能力的多少啊，给我们恩赐。
God will give us grace according to our own abilities.
所以我们不要批评，不要论断自己。
So we shouldn't look down on ourselves and criticize ourselves.
不要轻看自己。
Don't look ourselves as a lesser.
因为神就是给我们这样子的。
Because it's what God has given us.
有些东西可以学习，有些东西啊不能学习，学不来。
There's some things that we can learn, but some things, even if we try, we can't learn.
因为一个人，神给他的就是这样子。
Because what a man has is what God has given him.
有些事情是能够改变，有些事情呢不能够改变。
Some things we can change, but some things we can't change.
啊，比如说我们的身高，我不高啊，但是呢，我说我要长高一点，哎，这个没办法改变。
For instance, for height, I'm not very tall, but even if I want to grow taller, I can't.
我太太说我太瘦了。
My wife says I'm too skinny.
我说看哪一个比较胖的，拿一些肉给我。
And I say, let's see who's more chubby, and he can share some meat with me.
我在吃，可是就这样子啊，胖不起来。
I try to eat a lot, but this is the way I am, and I can't fatten up.
因为耶稣给我就要这样子的。
Because this is the body Lord Jesus gave me.
所以我不用看别人，哇，您这个很粗壮。
So I don't have to look at other people and say, wow, how fit he is.
所以我们对主要忠心，就要相信啊，要信任耶稣。
So to be faithful to the Lord, we need to believe in Him.
当然我们不批评别人。
And so we don't make judgments of others.
但是也不要批评自己。
But of course, we don't make judgments of ourselves.
好像当时摩西啊，他也是一样。
For instance, like Moses.
圣经说啊，摩西他是很忠心的一个仆人。
In the Bible, it records that Moses is a very faithful servant.
啊，摩西就其实过世以后，他都再娶一个太太啊，他再娶一个古时的女人。
And Moses married a Midianite woman.
那库西。
啊，库西。woman.
古时。
古。
啊，古时人呐、啊，这个不是以色列人呐、啊，这个皮肤又黑啊。
So he married a non-Israelite, and
因为他是在埃及那边的人，他不是以色列人。
Because he was in Egypt, and so his wife was not an Israelite.
那本来啊，他结婚谁的对象啊，都神大概是允许他这样做了。
And as for his marriage partner, God probably allowed it.
但是呢，他的姐姐的跟亚伦呢、他的哥哥就批评他。
But his sister and his brother Aaron criticized him.
他说：“哎，你怎么没有娶自己同胞以色列人呢
？”They said, "How come you didn't marry among your own people, an Israelite?"
啊，就批评他。
And they criticized him.
但是摩西呢，他没有说什么话。
But Moses stayed silent.
他就交托给神。
He just relied on God.
啊，后来神就做判断了。
So later on, God made a judgment.
啊，神就说摩西啊，他是在我家尽忠的。
And God said, Moses is one of the most faithful in my household.
啊，神就判他的姐姐啊，米利安跟亚伦啊，两个人不对。
And God judged that Miriam, his sister, and Aaron, his brother, were not right.
所以摩西他还没有审判自己，他还没有论断别人，他还没有论断自己。
So Moses didn't make a judgment on himself, and he didn't criticize anyone else either.
那神就替他说话。
So God spoke for him.
所以一个真正忠心对主忠心的人啊，他不会去说别人。
So a person who's really truly faithful towards God.
当有人攻击他的时候
，So when other people attack him,
那他还是保持沉默。
He will also stay silent.
那保持沉默呢，神就替你说话。
And if we stay silent, God will speak on our behalf.
没有圣经告诉我们。
Because in the Bible it says.
我们在行事为人就好像一场征战。
Our lives on earth is like a battle.
我们每天都在打仗。
Every day we are in battle.
那有时候啊，这个我们的朋友啦，我们的邻居啊，我们同事啊，他会攻击我们啊，用言语攻击。
Sometimes our friends, neighbors, coworkers will attack us with their words.
啊，那个时候呢，我们要不要说话呢
？Should we speak during that time?
你说话的话，神就不听你说话。
Because if we speak, God will not speak for us.
那你不说话的话，就表示你对神有信任，你对神有忠心，神就听你说话。
If we don't speak, it shows that we trust in God and we want to rely on Him.
那也是我搬家啊，我搬到芝加哥的时候。
One time when I moved to Chicago.
那时候我被差派到天马教会。
At that time, I was sent to Tampa, the church in Tampa.
那搬家公司呢？我们跟他讲好，说是星期三才搬家。
And we told the moving company we're not going to move until Wednesday.
那因为礼拜二呢？我太太不在家。
And because on Tuesday my wife was not home.
我太太学校有课啊，而且那天他们有考试，所以不能够缺席。
My wife had work at school and. And that on that day they had a test, so she had to be there.
那搬家公司呢？星期二就到了。
So, but the moving company arrived on Tuesday.
那没有时间在那边看呢、啊，所以就说啊，我们不是讲好的礼拜三吗？怎么礼拜五你就到呢
？And of course we weren't there, so we asked him, "Didn't we agree to meet on Wednesday? How come you arrived on Tuesday?"
啊，他说一定要卸货啊。
They said they had to.Move some cargo first.
然后就是要搬一下东西，然后我们说不行啊，明天再送。
And they wanted us to move on Tuesday, but we said no. We can only do it tomorrow.
后来他就打电话回惠城的公司，说好，那星期三呢再送过来。
So later on, they called to the company in Philadelphia. Later, they said, "Okay, we'll come back tomorrow."
那星期三早上呢，这个搬家公司的司机就打电话进来。
And then on Wednesday morning, the driver of this moving company called.
然后他说我们要多缴600块。
And he said we had to pay an extra
$600.
And if we don't pay that $600, they'll just drive the entire truck with all our possessions back to Philadelphia.
那时候我人在这个什么地方啊?
Tampa.
在Tampa.
At that time, I was in Tampa.
那我就告诉太太啊。
So I told my wife that all we can do is pray.
这个时候就好像有一股好像有动物在咬你一样。
And that's at this moment, it feels as if something was moving you.
我们经过很多时间的查阅，就看哪一家公司比较便宜。
We went through an extensive search and found. Tried to find the moving company that was the cheapest.
哇，那么多时间呢！现在再交赚600块，那等于是要贵。
After spending so much time looking for the cheapest moving company, having to pay an extra $600, it would actually become one of the more expensive ones.
心很痛啊！
And so our heart was in pain.
所以只要祷告啊！
So we can only pray.
啊，这个征战呢是神的，不是我们的。
And this battle was the Lord's, not ours.
我说祷告完以后嘛，我说，我太太哈，她说打。
So after we prayed, my wife called the moving company.
那对公司啊，态度很凶。
And the attitude of the company was very bad.
哦，那我太太就哭了。
And so my wife cried.
好，那我说再祷告。
So I said, okay, let's pray more.
OK，那祷告以后就换我打。
And after we prayed, this time it was my turn to call.
男生总是要做头嘛。
Because the man has to be the head, right?
所以我就打,
so I called.
那男生做头啊, 就是要在属灵上做头的意思呢。
And when I say the man needs to be the head, it means that we need to be the head in terms of our spirituality.
所以我打以后呢, 那公司啊, 他态度就暖下来, 就说好, 那么就, so, 你们就缴这个, 300块,
so during the second time when I called, the attitude became much better, and they said, okay, you just have to pay
$300
now. So thank God, the price we had to pay was cut in half. So we agreed at $300 and paid him
$300.
So really, we need to be faithful to the Lord and trust in the Lord. If we stay silent, God will speak on our behalf.
那保罗他看这个工作是很有荣誉感。
And Paul saw his work as being very glorious.
啊，就是要传福音的工作。
And this work was to spread the gospel.
但是呢，有荣誉感的同时啊，一个人呢很容易骄傲。
But for these type of work that's so glorious, if there's only one person, it's really easy to become proud.
我以前有些那个小孩子当小学生的班长啊，当那一班的班长 leader。
A while back, for a class of elementary kids, one child was appointed as leader of the class. And this status, this task is a very glorious position. Because the teacher only chooses one. So a lot of times the student that becomes this becomes really proud. And that's why in verse 13, Paul says, please look at 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 13. So these teachings are all spiritual. All connected. Please look at 1 Timothy 1:13.
因为神看他是有忠心啊，说当他当然是很有荣誉啊。
Because God saw him as faithful, so he felt very glorified.
但是呢,
but he also knew how to humble himself.
所以13节说,我从来是亵渎神的,逼迫人的,侮慢人的。
So in 13 he says, I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man.
所以保罗他怎么能够谦卑他自己呢?
So how did Paul humble himself?
他都想到以前,
he thought about his past.
他想到以前啊, 他是罪人啊。
He thought about how he was a sinner in the past.
他想到以前他还没有什么,
he thought how he was nothing in the past.
所以其实都是神的恩典, 神的恩惠。
And it was all because of the grace of God, the blessing of God.
因为他说他以前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，侮慢人的。
Because like he said before, he was a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man.
那这些呢，我们可以去查考《使徒行传》啊。
And we can look in Acts.
那我们现在是要讲说，我们既然现在神已经拣选我们进入这个教会。
So now, God has already chosen us to be in this church.
那神有时候叫我们分派我们做去做一些事情。
And sometimes God sends us to do certain types of works.
比如说叫我们去做宗教教育的教员呢。
For instance, we might become a religious education teacher.
那都是神吩咐我们去做的，神派我们去做的。
We are all sent by God to do these things.
只是神借着教会，神借着教会让我们去做而已。
It's just that through the church, God sends us to do these things.
那实际上是神本身呢，分派我们去做的。
So although it's through the church, in actuality, it's God who sends us.
所以那个时候呢，我们的心态要怎么样？
So how should we feel at that time?
我也想说，哎，你看，这个教会不选别人当西部者，只有选我当西部者，不选别人当宗教教会教员，只有我。
We might think, oh, the church didn't choose anyone, not someone else, but they chose me to become the coordinator for RE.
那时候就是要谦卑啊。But
at that time, we should be humble.
那我看，你们在学习但以理书的时候。
And I see that when you guys were learning about the book of Daniel,
有一个这个topic就是要怎么去谦卑。And
one of the topics was how to be humble.
那目前为止啊，怎么去谦卑啊？你们所学的。
So up to this point, how did you guys learn to be humble?
没有说教的人回答，睡觉的人让他继续睡啊。
For those who didn't fall asleep, please respond.
不要打扰他们啊，让他勤奋醒来。
And for those who are asleep right now, please let them sleep until they awake naturally. So how to become humble?
我们一般的谦卑就认为说啊，你叫我做事情啊，哦，不会，我不会。
Generally, when we think of humbleness, we might say when people ask us to do things, we'll say, no, we can't do it.
你去做。
We'll say, you go do it.
你去领会。
We'll say, you go lead the service.
你去翻译。
You go translate.
你去上天堂。
You go to heaven.
我下地狱。
I'll go to hell.
不会谦卑到这个地步吗？
Will we be so humbled up to that point?
所以到底要怎么来谦卑?
So how do we become humble?
有几个方法,
There's some methods.
第一个就像保罗他一样，想到他过去也没有什么。
The first is to be like Paul and think of our past.
哪有什么，自己都很不行啊。
Then we realize that we're really nothing and we can't do anything.
事实上我在这边讲是很紧张的，你看我脚在发抖啊，只是这个讲座挡着看不到。
And you can't really see this now because the podium's blocking me, but I'm really nervous here. My legs are shaking. Because I don't really know anything.
那第二个,
and the second,
我们要看天,
we have to look up at the heavens.
所以大卫他在作诗的时候说,
That's why David, when he was writing his Psalms,
我们请看诗篇第八篇,
let's look at Psalm number 8.
诗篇第八篇,
Psalm 8.
第三节。Psalm 8, verse 3。我观看您指头所造的天，并您所陈设的月亮星宿啊，第四。Four。便说人算什么？您竟顾念他；世人算什么？您竟眷顾他？啊，所以大卫他就往上看。So
what David did was he looked upwards.
哦，天上有很多星星。And
he saw a lot of stars in the sky.
数不完啊。They're
countless.
我们去书店看那个有关天文学的书啊。And
if we go to a bookstore and look at all the books on astronomy,
我很喜欢看的。I
really enjoy reading those books.
有些弟兄啊，他用那个光碟啊，放给我看那个天体的星星。And
some brothers use a projector, a DVD to show me some of the constellations.
哇，那个星啊，数不完啊，每个颜色都有。And
those stars are countless. They're in all sorts of colors.
你看，那你看看啊，那我们人，您就是这一辈子那个数那个星星啊，您都数不完的。And
just look at us as man. Well, we can spend our whole lives counting these stars, and it will be endless.
所以我们人有什么？
So what are we as man?
但以理书有一个王啊，叫尼布甲尼撒王。And
Daniel, there is a king Nebuchadnezzar.
他啊，我们知道他是很有成就的人。And
we know that he's a man of great accomplishments.
所以他把那个王宫啊，建设得很漂亮。
So he built a really beautiful palace.
那他就到那个阳台去看他自己的成就。
And he went up to the balcony and looked at his own accomplishments.
他很欣赏。
He really enjoyed it.
所以他就一直把他放在心里。
And he kept putting himself inside his heart.
因此他很骄傲啊。
And he felt really proud.
他说这个不是借着我的能力来建设的吗？
And he said to himself, wasn't this all accomplished because of my own strength?
然后神就把他赶到野外去啊。
So God sent him out to the wilderness.
赶到野外去，又也没有房子。
Once he was in the wilderness, he had no house.
也没有人。
There were no people.
没有电脑，没有电视。
There were no computers, no televisions.
没有什么iPod，什么都没有了。
There's no iPods, there's no anything.
他晚上就躺在草地上。
At night, he just lies on the grass and looks upward.
有时候眼睛要睡也睡不着，因为。 你看当国王现在被赶到野外,
Sometimes he wants to sleep, but you can't fall asleep because he was once a king, but now look at him, he's nothing.
所以躺的时候,整个眼睛啊,看天上,
so when he's lying on the grass, he looks
哇,
into the
天上那么多的星星啊,
sky. And he says, wow, there's so many stars in the sky.
月亮悬挂在天空,
and the moon is hanging in the sky.
哇, 你看这个谁弄了这样子的神啊,
and who can, who created all this? It must be God.
哦，所以他就认识到神了。So
it was then he got to know God.
他觉得他自己没有什么。He
realized he was nothing.
所以他就自己谦卑下来呀。So
he humbled himself.
啊，所以第二个方法你就是看天。So
the second method is to look towards the heavens.
那第三个。And
the third method.
你要看到神的荣耀。You
have to see the glory of God.
啊，神的荣耀，你有时候在祷告圣灵充满的时候，你就自然会看到神的荣耀。And
a lot of times to see the glory of God, you have to pray until you're filled with the Holy Spirit, and then you see the glory of God.
那你看到神的荣耀以后,
and once you see the glory of God, you'll humble yourself.
我们请看立位记,
Let's look at Leviticus.
我们今天引用大家学习过的, 所以再练,
Today we're referencing from all the classes we actually learned, so we're
立位记,
reviewing. Leviticus chapter 9,
24节,
9:24.
9:24.
Leviticus 9:24.
有火从神的面前出来，在坛上烧尽燔祭和脂油，众民一见就都翻覆伏在地。有火从天上降下来。So
fire came down from the sky.
那平常这些百姓呢，都是心里面很硬的，他不会随便下跪的。And
normally, on just every day, these people were very, their hearts were hardened, and then they wouldn't just bow down.
但是当他们看到火以后。
But once they saw the fire, they very naturally fell down on their faces. And this fire is the Holy, is like the Holy Spirit. So once the Holy Spirit comes down, and people realize God is really here, and then you'll humble yourself. Ezekiel saw the glorious face of God, he also fell on the ground.
那但以理也是,
and the same with Daniel.
不知道你们学过没有,这个但以理啊, 来看但以理。
I don't know if you reached this point yet, but let's look at Daniel.
所以尽量运用我们学习够的来做例子。
So we're citing a lot of things we have already learned today.
那第十章, 但以理书第十章,
Daniel chapter 10.
第四节。
10 verse 4. I'm
going
to read it really fast because there's not much time. Chapter 10 verse 4. Verse 4 to verse 8. Verse 4. Now on the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, that is the Tigris, 5. I lifted my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose waist was girded with gold of Uphaz. 6. His body was like beryl, his face like the appearance of lightning, his eyes like torches of fire, his arms and feet like burnished bronze in color, and the sound of his words like the voice of a multitude. 7. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men who were with me did not see the vision, but a great terror fell upon them, so that they fled to hide themselves. 8. Therefore I was left alone when I saw this great vision, and no strength remained in me, for my vigor was turned to frailty in me, and I retained no strength.
好, 你看, 他连一点力气都没有。
And we see here that he had no strength.
就看到神的形象，神的荣耀以后，他都伏在地。Once
he saw the glory of God, he fell face down on the floor.
他说第一个，就是想想你过去也没有什么。
So the first method of humbling yourself is to think about your past, that how we were nothing.
是不值得他接受救恩的人。We
were unworthy to accept the salvation.
那神的恩典让你进来。But
because of the grace of God, we are able to enter.
那第二个呢，就往上看啊，看天，神所造的天。And
the second is to look upwards at the sky,
which God has created. 神荣耀的形象。And
the third is to look, to see the glory of God.
好，那我们现在目前所讲的保罗啊，他接受到神的命令，叫他去传福音。So
so far we've talked about how Paul was commissioned by God, and so he went to spread the gospel.
那神看他以为有忠心。So
God saw him as faithful.
所以他倒觉得很有荣誉感。So
he felt very glorified.
但是他要用谦卑来平衡。But
he humbled himself.
那再来呢？就是他感恩了。And
then. We see his thanksgiving.
我们来看提摩太前书第一章。
Let's look at 1 Timothy chapter 1.
第一章的14节。
Chapter 1 verse 14.
他怎么感恩?
How did he give thanksgiving?
把到你念。
Verse 14. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
15.
This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief.
好，你看，神拯救他，他就感恩了。So
we see here that God saved him, so he was thankful. Because before he was a sinner.
耶稣降世就是要拯救罪人。Jesus
came down to save sinners.
所以我们今天呢，说要感谢神的恩典。
So today, when we say we want to be thankful to the grace of God,
但是有人说，我那什么恩典可以感谢呀？
And some people may ask, what blessings or grace have I to be thankful for?
有一次我跟一位弟兄讲说，感谢神呢。One
time I was talking to a brother and I said, thank God.
我说你也是要感谢神呢。And
I said to him, you must thank God also.
他说我那有什么可以感谢的？And
he responded, what have I to thank God?
我要出去上班了，要做什么？要。
I have to go out to work and then do things.
那有什么好感谢神的呢?
What is there to thank God for?
那大家要学过那个马拉基书，对不对？And
I think we all studied the book of Malachi.
马拉基书的第一章第二节还是第三节有一句很有名的话是什么？And
there's a very famous saying in the first few verses of Malachi.
实际上马拉基书啊，我们为什么会选择马拉基书作为这个查经的？
Do you know why we chose Malachi as the book for your Bible study? Because in the book of Malachi, God rose up a lot of questions. It's as if a lawyer, the plaintiff, was arguing with the defense.
你说你没杀他，那你当时是怎么样怎么样？你就问他。Sometimes
a lawyer would ask the person being prosecuted and ask him, oh, did you really kill him?
所以神问以色列百姓。So
God asked the Israelites,
你们说，你哪有爱我们呢？
He told the Israelites, you said, how have I loved you?
神你哪有爱我们呢？
Because they were asking, God, how have you loved us?
我们现在也是有人问说，神你哪有爱我啊？
And we might be the same. We might ask God, how have you loved us?
爱我的话，我怎么会遭遇到这个事情呢？
We might ask, if you love me, how can something like this happen to me?
车子被撞。
How can I get in a car accident?
要失业。
How can I be unemployed?
我这个学校成绩要低的，才敢做F。
How can my grades in school be so low?
哇，你说这个。 我哪有什么神啊，什么爱我啊？
And we might say, God, how can we say, how can you say you love us?
好，那神的回答是什么？
And what's the response of God?
好，我们现在问睡觉的人啊，来换一换。And
now we're going to ask those who have fallen asleep.
神怎么回答？
How have God responded?
睡觉的啊。
Okay, those of you who fell asleep, please wake up.
我们现在看一个以弗所书。
Let's look at Ephesians.
跟这个没有关系, 跟睡觉有关系。
This has nothing to do with the topic, but it relates to sleeping.
那以弗所书第五章十四节。
Ephesians 5:14.
以弗所书五章十四节。
Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14.
所以主说啊，你这睡着的人啊，当醒过来哟，嗯，从死里复活，基督就要光照你了，啊，赶快啊。
Verse 14. Therefore he says, "Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. So please awake."
啊，所以神怎么回答呢？
So how did God respond?
啊，我们再看马来基书。
Let's look at Malachi.
赶快让神来光照我们，啊。
Let's have the light of God shine upon us. Malachi chapter 1, verse 2. This is the first question. So you can count for yourself how many questions are here. So God says, "Jacob, have I loved? I have loved."
那不喜欢以扫。
And I did not like Esau.
那这句话呢，要被保罗所引用。
And this was quoted by Paul.
我们请看罗马书。
Let's please turn to Romans.
罗马书第九章。
Romans chapter 9.
罗马书第九章的十三节。
Romans chapter 9, verse 13.
啊，来看十一。
Let's start from 11. 11 to 13. For the children not yet being born, nor having done any good for evil or evil, that the purpose of God according to the election might stand, not of works, but of him who calls. 12. It was said to her, "The older shall serve the younger." 13. As it is written, "Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated."
好，所以马拉基书的那句话最主要的意义是什么？
So what's the main meaning of that phrase in Malachi?
神要告诉他们说，拣选本身就是恩典呢。God
wanted to tell them the mere fact of choosing them is a blessing.
今天不管你遭遇到什么事情，today
no matter what you have faced in life,
拣选神啊，拣选我们进到教会里来。
The fact that God has chosen us to enter His church, this itself is a blessing. So see, those who truly understand the word of God,
有一个老姐妹呢，她手术痛啊，她这个指甲被她切菜的时候被砍的都快断了。
There was an elderly sister who was chopping up vegetables to make dinner, and she accidentally cut herself and almost chopped her finger off.
要是我们的话也是，哇呀，神啊，你看我这个怎么办呢？嗯，怎么让我？你看这个是玉手啦，很漂亮的说，你看指甲擦得很漂亮啊。And
if it was us, maybe we would have said, "God, God, why is this happening? Look at my beautiful hand. Now it's hurt."
她呢说啊，感谢主啊。But
she said, "Thank God."
还好没断。She
said, "Thank God, my finger didn't break."
啊，要是被切断了，她说啊，感谢主啊，才断一根而已啊。
And maybe if she actually did chop off her finger, she would say, "Thank God, I only lost one finger." So no matter what happened, she thought towards the right side. She was thankful for everything. So everyone called her, "Praise the Lord." And thus, being chosen itself is a blessing.
神啊，让我们遭遇到每样事情都是有他的旨意。
God has His, it is, everything we face in life is according to the will of God, and He has His purpose. We must be wise. Let's not be foolish. Those who are wise would believe in God, trust in God. Because God is high up in heaven, He can see very far. We are on land and we can't see very far. Can we see the things in Chicago from where we're sitting here? See, my wife is in Chicago now and I can't see what she's doing now. Maybe she's mowing the lawn or watering the plants, but I can't see that. So after this, the end of this NYTS, what will happen in the world, we do not really know. We don't know what will happen in our lives.
但是神呢,神他知道啊,
but God knows, He sees it very clearly.
So,
and our whole life is already in the hands of God. But we ourselves can't see it very clearly.
啊,现在你说一点苦,
right now, we might suffer a little.
啊,主啊,赶快把这个拿掉了,哎呀,这个太苦了,
and we might ask God, God, please take this away from us. It's too much.
但是有几次我们在祷告的时候,真正全部的祷告都是在感谢神。
How many of our prayers are where we spend the entire prayer praising God?
一位姐妹呢,她去上班,
there's a certain sister that went to work.
她不会打字,她去上班的目的啊,就是公司要请她去当会计,
and she didn't know how to type, but the whole purpose of her going to work was to become an accountant.
To do bookkeeping.
所以就简单记账啊, so she did some simple bookkeeping.
但是老板啊, 哇, 对她, 很不好,
but her boss was really mean to her.
哇, 要做这个, 做这个, 要叫她做那个,
the boss told her to do this and to do that.
哇, 还要叫她打字,
and told her to type.
她哪里会打字?
But she didn't know how to type.
哇, 所以她就也要快,也要很认真学,
and because of work, she had to try to learn quickly. And before, she used two fingers to type.
太慢了,老板说,啊,这样不行啊,
and it was too slow, and the boss says,
快点,快点,
you can't do this, you have to be
faster. 所以他就这样,晚上,下班以后,再留下来练习,哦,这样,这个,食指,啊,
so after work, she would stay at the office and practice typing.
刚开始,一分钟,只打大概10个字。
And in the beginning, she would only type 10 words per minute.
后来呢,一分钟啊,打几个字, 标准是多少? 70几字吧? 还是100? 100这个太快,
30
to 50. 哦, 30 to 50, 哦,这30个到, 反正她就打很快。
So anyway, later on, she was able to type really fast.
后来呢,这个公司经济不好啊, 就裁员。
But later on, because the economy was bad, so the company laid her off, and she had to find another job.
那个工作呢,就是说要一位呢,会打字,打字很快的人。
And she found a job where it required someone to type really fast.
哇,她刚好在那家公司学的时候,她现在打得很快。
And she happened to have learned how to type in that previous company, so she typed very fast. So she was hired.
那我们想想,就是她当时是短见。
And so let's think about her case. If she was very short-sighted in the beginning,
她不相信神,她不信任神,
if she did not trust in God,
好,我辞职,不做,
and she'll want to quit the previous job,
老板,你有什么了不起?
She might say, who are you, my boss?
我们基督徒不能这样子啊,
but as Christians, we can't be like this.
你有什么了不起? 那你跟神说, 神你有什么了不起?
We can't say to God, who are you?
圣经说我们上班啊, 就好像在为主上班一样啊, 我们老板是主耶稣啊。
When we, in our lives, it's as if we're going to work, and our boss is Lord Jesus.
所以假设没有那个工, 那一位老板这样逼他, 他就不会学啊, 他哪里会打字?
And if it wasn't for that mean boss that forced her to type, she would have never learned.
所以凡事要感恩啊, 拣选本身就是恩典的, 不要抱怨。
In all things, we must give thanks. And being chosen itself as a blessing.
好,那再看回来,提摩太前书第一章。
So let's come back to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
那保罗他被拣选呢,就是要作为一个榜样。
And Paul to be chosen,
第一章16节,
verse 16, is so that he can serve as an example.
好,你赶快念一遍。
Verse 16, however, for this reason I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all long-suffering, as a pattern to those who are going to believe on Him for everlasting life.
哇,所以神拣选我们也是要做一个榜样啊。
So God chose us also that we can be a pattern for others.
所以我们真的在信仰上啊,要追求啊,不要这样,不,不这个虚伪主义啊,这样不好。
So we must be serious in our faith and pursue our faith.
我们真的要很严肃啊,来追求信仰。
We really need to take heart to pursue our faith.
因为神选择我们就是要作为其他还没有信主的人的榜样。
Because God chose us so that we can be an example to those who have yet to believe.
星期六大家都穿得很漂亮啊。
On Saturday, I noticed everyone dressed pretty nicely.
有位慕道者哈，他第一次到教会，他是穿西装啊，结领带。
And there was a truth seeker that came to church for the first time, and he was wearing a suit and a tie.
那他来教会看到大家穿着都很随便，有的还穿那个什么裤子，这个裤裆很低，哇，这样走路要脚要分开的。
And then he came to church one time, and he saw that everyone was dressed very, very, not nicely, and everyone was just wearing whatever they had, and it seemed very sloppy.
啊，这个头呢又这样哈，有这个这样。巴黎那个铁塔这样子的竖起来的。
Some people had hairdos like the Eiffel Tower.
人家头发是黑色，他是绿色的。
And some people had green hair, even though their natural color was black.
他第二次来以后呢，他说没穿西装的啊，没穿西装啊，没打领带。
So the second time he came, he stopped wearing a suit and had no tie.
因为他看大家都不打领带，
Because he saw no one wearing a suit and no one wearing a tie.
好，第三次。
And the third time he came,
他大概是保持这样子哈，就是不穿西装，不解领带。
So he maintained his state of having no suit, no tie.
后来他来接受洗礼。
Later on, he received baptism.
现在哈，他穿的跟我们年轻人穿的差不多，这个衣服也不塞进去哈，这个还夏天呢，还穿这个短裤来聚会。
So now his attire is similar to our youths now. He doesn't tuck his shirt in, and then sometimes during the summers he wears shorts to church.
那第一次他为什么会穿那么整齐来呢？
Now, why did he dress so nicely the first time he came?
他就觉得这个会堂啊，这个教会是很神圣的。
Because he felt that this church was holy.
他不敢随便穿呢。
He dared not to just wear anything.
有个慕道者，他还没来以前就先打电话给我说，我去要穿什么衣服啊？
And there was a truth seeker that even called me before he wanted to come to church and asked, how should I dress?
因为他们认为这个会堂很神圣的。
Because they believe that the church, chapel itself is very holy.
可是我们呢？
But what about us?
那这一点的话，就是有关睡觉跟没睡觉的人都要听的。
And concerning this point, those who sleep in class and those who don't must hear it.
所以要做榜样。
We must be an example.
我们平常穿着就像礼拜六穿的一样，为什么礼拜六就穿这样子？那我们回去以后就随随便便呢
？Our everyday dress should just be how we dressed on the Sabbath.
再有个慕道者哈。
And then there was another truth seeker.
他第一次来教会。
The first time he came to church.
11点开始聚会。
We start our service at 11 a.m.
他说10点半就来的。
And he came at 10:30.
哇，那我要陪他说话，因为时间还没到。
And then I had to try to make small talk with him because the time was not yet up.
我心里很着急，说万一十一点还没有人来的话怎么办呢？这个很不好意思。
And I felt very frantic inside because I thought, what if no one shows up by 11 a.m.?
那后来11点呢，又来一个哈，信徒来一个。
So at 11 a.m., one believer came.
11点五分呢，来第二个。
And at 11:05, the second member came.
那11点半了之后，大概差不多来十个。
And then at 11:30, around 10 members showed up.
好，那这位慕道者哈，他是连续来的，两三次哈，都是很准时。
And this truth seeker, he continued to come for 2-3 times, and he was on time every time.
第四次呢
？On the fourth time，
他就迟到了。
He was late。
后来他还接受洗礼啊。
Later on, he received baptism。
但是他现在没有一次准时。
And now, but now, he's never on time。
因为看大家都这样子的。
Because he sees that no one else is on time。
我来也没有人啊，你看只有传道一个人。
So even if he comes on time, there's only the pastor there。
他要是姐妹，那我弟兄这个不好。
And then she happens to be a sister, and then I'm brother, so it would be awkward。
所以后来她迟到。
So later on, she was also late.
说这你要做榜样了，弟兄姐妹啊。
We must be an example, brothers and sisters. Please awake.
我们再看回来第二节。
So let's come back to verse 2.
因为这是有关保罗他整个连续的哈，所以我才跳到十二节。
And this is a continuous lesson on Paul. That's why I'm skipping back.
那我们现在看第二节哈。
So now let's look at verse
2.
To Timothy, a true son in the faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord.
那这个里面有一个儿子哈。
And here it mentions son.
做真儿子。
To be a true son.
哇，那这个保罗啊，应该是对提摩太很好。
So we see that Paul probably treated Timothy very well.
那事实上，提摩太对保罗是很好啊。
And in reality, Timothy was very, very good to Paul too.
我们来看腓立比书第二章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 2.
Philippians 2,
22. Verse
22.
Philippians 2, 22. But you know his proven character, that as a son with his father, he served with me in the gospel.
提摩太啊，待保罗像儿子待父亲一样。
So Timothy treated Paul as a son would his father.
所以因为关系太非常的熟悉。
And because their relationship was so good.
所以保罗就叫提摩太叫儿子。
So Paul just referred to Timothy as a true son.
要是我叫你们说儿子
，If I called you son,
你就说啊 ，Yuck,
you must feel.You would probably feel
so disgusted.
Why would the pastor call me his son? I'm not his son.
但是保罗跟提摩太关系就是那么亲密。
But the relationship between Timothy and Paul was just that close.
那事实上在教会本来就是要这样子的。
And in fact, in church, we should have this type of closeness.
五月份的时候，我去 Edmonton 教会帮忙。
In the month of May, I went to the Edmonton Church to help out.
然后我去的时候，在吃饭的时候
，and when I ate and during meal time,
一些小朋友大概是十岁啊，有的是九岁，有的是十一岁啊。
And some kids came up. Oh, they were around 10, 11 to 12.
我在吃饭呢，他们说啊，来跟我说啊，传道你好，我是 Joseph.
And while I was eating my meal, they came up and wanted to shake my hand and says, Hello, Pastor, my name is Joseph.
那完了以后呢，他们要出去玩耍了。
And after they finished introducing themselves, they went out to play again.
等一下就跟小女孩来。
And later on, a little girl came up.
传道你好，我是 Linda.
And the little girl says, Hello, Pastor, my name is Linda.
等一下她要出去了。
And then she ran out.
说不管他们是小孩子啊，他们就是在外面玩耍，然后他们看到我就是主动进来跟我打招呼。
And these kids, although they were playing outside, once they saw me, they voluntarily came and greeted me.
不是一个，每一个人都这样子。
And it's not just one, it was every kid.
我说你们怎么教的，怎么那么乖啊？
And asked them, how did you teach these kids? They're so obedient.
有时候，看到的人信徒大孩子。
Sometimes I see the older children of believers.
看到传道。
When they see the pastor.
叫传道伯伯啊。
And the parents would tell them, greet the pastor.
这个孩子就躲在后边。
And the child would actually hide behind their parent.
但是这孩子都很乖啊，但这个他们都会叫。
But then these kids in Edmonton were really good, and then they knew how to greet.
我说你们怎么教的？
So I asked them, how did you teach them?
他说因为他们每一个人都可以教每一个人的孩子。
And so
每一个做父母亲的人都可以教每一个人的孩子。
They said it was because in that church.All the parents were allowed to teach the children of the other parents.
So, 刚才孩子啊，没叫叔叔还是没叫伯伯，都要叫来训一顿。
So, if any child did not greet one of the other older members, the older member can just take him and teach him.
那父母亲不会生气，还会感激啊！哇，哎呀，你叫我的孩子。
And the parent of that child would not be mad. In fact, they would be very grateful and thank the person
who
taught him.
有的父母亲就不一样哦。
But some parents are different.
我就很气哈，你管我的孩子。
Some parents would say,
没你的事情。
How dare you discipline my child? It's none of your business.
这样子的人呢，这个不会，这个结果就不一样了。
And if it was such a case, the results of the children would be completely different.
所以我们看这一对哈，这个提摩太跟保罗那个关系很好。
So let's look at this pair, Paul and Timothy. They had a really close relationship.
当然这样子好，他们就能够同心了。
That's good because they can be of one heart.
好，再赶快来看第三节。
So let's quickly look at verse 3. Verse 3. As I urged you when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine.
这个就是要叫提摩太去处理那些传异教的人。
So here he tells Timothy to go on, take care of those people who are teaching heresies.
那这里面是说几个人而已的。
And here it says only some were doing that.
那几个人可能就会对教会的影响很大。
But even just some, they might have a great effect on a church.
所以一定要处理。
So it must be taken care of.
那这个异教, 什么叫异教?
So what are other doctrines?
在当时来说呢?
Just during that time period.
第一个,
the first.
就是跟这个犹太教有关系的。
The first has to do with Judaism.
然后第二个,
the second.
就是, 荒谬无凭的话,
it's myths.
In context.
Myths and context.
那第三个,
and the third.
就是这个行为的, 他们的标准啊, 不是符合圣经的,
is deviations of standards of morality.
那第四个,
and the fourth.
他们的说法没有圣经的根据,
is to have doctrines that have no biblical support.
我再请他念一遍,
so I'll read them again. These are the four characteristics of heresy. The first is that they take root in Judaism. The second is their myths and contexts. And the third, they deviate the standard of morality. And the fourth, they have no biblical support.
好,他们做一样就是去找这些经节哈。 来 support 他们是在哪方面, 是比较倾向, 还停留在犹太教的教义呢?
So take certain verses and try to twist them towards Judaism.
还有他们所讲的, 比如说第四点他们所讲的哪些是没有圣经的根据,
or like the fourth point, sometimes they would talk about things that have no biblical support.
那我们就从提摩太前书啊后书来找。
So let's look for these mentions of these in 1st and 2nd Timothy.
好,那在第五节, 提摩太前书第一章第五节。
So in 1st Timothy chapter 1 verse 5, now the purpose of the commandment is love from a pure heart, from a good conscience, and from sincere faith.
爱就是命令的总归啊。
Because love is the summary of the commandments.
那命令到底有几条呢?
How many commandments are there?
你有没有算过?
Have you ever counted them?
我们知道十条诫命。
We know the Ten Commandments.
所以那天座谈到他讲说, 这个命令的这个诫命啊, 有三种。
So the other day, Pastor Joe was just saying there's three types of commandments.
第一个就是十条诫命。
The first is the Ten Commandments.
第二个啊, 就是礼仪, 第三个是卫生,
and the second is the regulations and the laws, and the third is the sanitation laws.
那再来就是要默祷结束了。
And then let's pray in silence to conclude.
默祷。